Shiva fulfilled and Nito continued for those preaching your daily Yigal Tells Eight Doshi Memories, July 4th, 1982, on Sunday. Continue.
That is considered the cult. Why? Because Riyas Dam Kesh Kedem Leide, so in Stoya Gemesi, is coming to me, Riyas Dam Kesh Dam, Riyas Dam Kedem Leide is homo. Why is it homo? Why is it homo? Because relative to Riyas Dam Lachal, because Riyas Dam Kedem Leide, so it's Tommy Bimini. Whereas Rias Dam Lachalide, so even Bimini didn't stop. So Mimele, that makes Rias Dam Kedem Leide as homo, relatively homo, in contrast to Rias Dam Lachalide. So the homo item is, the homo item is Toye, has the color of being Toye Bimezide. So certainly, the cow item should certainly be toy. That's the gist of the Kalvachim Bamatarika. Uma bimokin sheach nebidamashi, heiko bidamakichi, if the homo item, Riyas Dam Kedem, has the cool aspect of being toy, so the cow item, like Riyas Dam Lachale, mokin sheikho bidamashi, Riyas Dam Lachale, that's relatively calm, and it didn't change also with the Makenichi, so certainly we should be toya. That's the gist of the Kalachim. Amalohem, so Rambeza said to them, Dai Elohim in Adil in Eskili, Mima Heitel Olom in Tumai Sige, Avot Meir Tumai Sige. What is the Melamed? The Melamed is Riyas Dam Kedem. What is the Lomed? The Lomed is Riyas Dam Lachalem. So, you are trying to deduce a certain kumen in the lament, because the homer item, the lament, has that kumen. So certainly, the lament, Riyas Dam Lachalede, should have that kumen. But, just as the lament, the homer item, is only homo in the minide. But in Mizive, it's not homo. It's not homo. So, I mean, it, just as the Mlamed, the homo item, has the cool aspect of being toy only in Mizive. But in Mizive, it doesn't have the cool aspect. So, mainly the Lomid item of Riyas Dam Lachalede, true, it follows logically that the Lomid has to have the same cool aspect that the Melamed has. What is the Melamed? What is the cool aspect possessed by the Melamed item? To be toil. We may see it. So in any way you can deduce that the Melamed item also necessarily possesses the same cool aspect of being toil. We may see it. But how can you deduce that the Lomed item should possess that cool aspect even the Menide, when the Melamed item does not possess that cool aspect in the Menide? Dai Lomed Nadi in Rieskini, ni maheke lolel, ni tumazive, avot meyo tumazive. Now, so according to Rabbi Menachem's pshat, you understand what Reb Lezer is telling the Rabbonon, is telling the Rabbonon. Because according to Rabbi Menachem, so Reb Lezer is only mitame in the Yemenite, but he's not mitame in the Yemezime. So in other words, he conceives the kalvachemer of the Rabbonon in respect to Yemezime. But whereas the Rabbonon applied that kule of toy even to Yemenite, so says, no, dialogue nadir is clean. If you deduce the moment from the Muhammad, if the Muhammad, which is relatively humble, so possesses the kule of being toya, so the Muhammad certainly should possess Enochanamed, but it has to be analogous to the Muhammad. The Muhammad possesses the aspect of kule of being toya only in Ezime. So the Muhammad should also possess the aspect of kule of being toya only in Ezime. But in Ezime, where the Muhammad does not possess that aspect of kule, so the Muhammad should not possess that aspect of kule either. So according to Rabbi Nachman's Shite, so we understand what Rabbi Lezer is saying. But according to Rashi's Shite, and according to Teitzvah Shite, in the first Teitzvah, the Ramas that I will be reading, that Rav Lezer is mitame even in Ezive. So how does it make sense? So how does he say, Omer and Daimon Nadunis Kidu Maikul to Meziva al Kriya to Meslide? But he's saying it's tame even in the Yemenide. So according to Rashi and according to Teitzvah, the first Teitzvah, so they say that he's arguing, Rav Lezer is saying it for argument's sake, in other words, Namiach, that we darshan the Kalachemah. So in other words, Rav Lezer is saying two things to the Rabbah. I don't darshan the Kalachemah all day. I don't darshan the Kalachemah. Why? Because of his special Zosakosim. So I reject that Yalkus Yalkemah. But Namiach, for argument's sake, if we'll concede to you, if I, Rav Lezer, will concede to you, Rabbonim, that we can deduce that Kalachemah, but you have to concede to me in respect to Yemenide that is done. So he's only arguing it, he's mentioning this argument, Lefidivrayim Shorabon. Lididi, Rav Lezer is saying, that's the way it has to be explained, according to Rashi. Lididi, I reject that Yalkus Yalkus, because of his special Zosakos. So I reject the whole Yalkus. But Namiach, for argument's sake, let's assume, like you, that we can deduce that Kalachemah. You, Rabbonon, you have to make one concession to me, that we may need a Damkeshi in Mitei Aruslam, because you cannot apply the Kalachemah in respect to Yemenide because of dialogue in Adin and Riesling. But according to Rabbi Menachem, and it's very simple. So in other words, he's not saying that for argument's sake, Namiach, that we dash the Kalachemah, but you have to concede to me that Kalachemah only applies to Yemenide, it doesn't apply to Yemenide. But the Blazer himself concedes the Kalachemah, but he limits the Kalachemah. Now, with the scope, it should only apply to Yemezime, but not to Yemenide. So it's only Chilek in respect to Yemenide. Now, what is he saying in effect? What is he saying, Chabazar, in effect? Dayo Lobin Adin Rieskin. Now, this aloha of Dayo Lobin Adin Rieskin English. So that is mentioned in Mishnah Levakar. Now there is aloche, the Shem Rebbe is Potter Beshusharai. Shem Rebbe is Potter Beshusharai. Karen is Chai Beshusharai. But Karen is Chai Beshusharai, and Karen Tam is Chai Beshusharai, and Mori Chosmet. Not more. But now Karen is Chai Chosmet Beshusharai, and Shem Rebbe is Potter Legambre Beshusharai. So there is a machlike between Rabbon and Reb Tarfon. Suppose the Ishe goes in the Rishus HaNizek, Ishe Ata goes another Ishe in the Rishus HaNizek. So the Rabbon of Reb Tarfon say, the owner of the Ishe Ata who goes in the Rishus HaNizek has to pay only have damages, Chotzeles. And Reb Tarfon says, no, he has to pay whole damages. He has to pay whole damages. beides verkaufen. Beides verkaufen. Say that has to pay all damages. So, verkaufen die Jüse sich alle hin. Verkaufen die Jüse sich alle hin. Da kommt alle von den Beinen, sie wollen kommen. So, schön am Asi, wo sie sagen, sie geht. Nur gach, nur gach, nur schach, wo was war, wo sie sagen. Wir schauen, was sie nicht. Wir schauen, wie sie sich. Verkaufen, wenn sie schon im Kaffee nehmen, was sie nicht. Und wir lernen, verkaufen. Die Jüse sich alle hin. Weg. Schert haben wir schon sagen, diese Eona has to pay Eona. Why? What is Kalachina? Na, hier, die Tane Kame, die Jus ist Kalachina. But here, it's a Kalachina, die Jus ist Kalachina, but he reduces the cow from the home. There, just the opposite. He reduces the homo from the cow, but it's the same kind of Galfusia, the homo from the cow. So, אומר נתן, ומה במוקים שהיא, כאילו השם בא לרגע, בישהו שרד, שהוא פות, איך נראה לי, בישהו שם נזק, הוא ישאל עם נזק שורם, הוא ישאל עם נזק שורם, מוקים שאיך נראה לה קרן בישהו שרד, הוא ישאל עם חוץ נזק, הוא מבין שנח נראה לו בישהו שם נזק, הוא ישאל עם נזק שורם. So at first, Rav Tauchin presented the Alfuse in the following manner. In other words, it's the Alfuse of the Kalvachimia, or a homo from the Kal. So what is the Kal from is in the first original version of the Alfuse? So the Kal from is Sheyab Yashusarab. The cow premise is shared with his rabbin. That's the cow premise. What is the homo for item? The cow item is shared with his rabbin. The homo item is shared with his ayot. So Rav Tauchin is using the cow machina originally in the following manner. He says, We have a cow item. What's the cow item? The cow item is the case of Karen, Tam, versus Rab. Why is Tam, the case of Tam versus Rab, considered cow? Why is considered cow? Because in case of Shenarego versus Rab, they are poor. So, Karen versus Rab is cow, is relatively cow. What's the current of what's the kulek of Karen versus Rabbi? Because in Shem Rego, so versus Rabbi is fine. So Karen versus Rabbi is the Kawai. So he says, if Karen versus Rabbi, which is Ka, so it's higher. ומה במוקים שהיא כאילו השם ולרק בישהו שרד שהוא פות so if in the case of Karen בישהו שרד where it is that is homo the case of Karen בישהו שרד I'm sorry which is cow it's cow so it's still so is hech מרעלי בישהו שרד Rishalim Yedek Sholim Mokim Shechna Rakele Mishos Rabi So since Kerem Mishos Rabi is Kar so that's Kar still so it has the Chumre aspect that Mishos Ayochid it is Chayim So Karen Yoshis Anize, that is the homoritem, certainly should be high. So this is what the Tatar said. Omrolei Dali Robin Adil Yeskinigi. Ma Yoshis Anabim Chotzinezek, Ad Yoshis Anize Chotzinezek. So the Rabbonon said, Raptar, no, you cannot deduce Karen Yoshis Anize, the woman, from the homo item from the Melamed Karen, Yeshus Rabbi, the Kawaite, because if you say, if the Chomorite, if the Kawaite has the Chomor of being higher, so the Chomorite, Yeshus Anise, so should also, should certainly be higher. Because true, we can reduce that Kalachemia. But if we reduce that Kalachemia, so then we have to say that the Lomed should not be any more Chomor than the Melamed. What is the Melamed is the Chomorite. And I mean the Kalite. The Melamed is the Kalite. But that Kalite, so you deduce, if the Kalite, which has a Chumre, has a Chumre, what's the Chumre possessed by the Kalite? That Birshus Anize, Birshus Rabi, where Shem regularly spotted, so it's still, Karen is higher, so Karen Birshus Rabi, that is the Kalite. And why is it the Kalite? Because it is potter for Shemarek, still possesses the Chumre aspect of being higher the Karen. So certainly the Chumreite, Karen Beshus Anizek, where even Shemarek is higher, so certainly should possess the Chumre. So right, so you can deduce in Kalachemia that the Chumreite, Karen Beshus Anizek, should have the chumre of the kawaite. What's the kawaite? Karen Beshus Rabi. But so what kind of a chumre is it? Does it possess the kawaite? It possesses the chumre of paying health damages. So merely the chumreite should also possess that chumre aspect of paying health damages. But how can you deduce that it should be higher nezek shalom? So it's dialogue magnificently. Ma Birshus Rabi Chotinezek, Ab Birshus Anizek Chotinezek. So that's called, Rishayim called that, Dayin B'Tchilasadim. Dayin B'Tchilasadim. So the Chachonim Muomatche, the Rabbonim Muomatche, the Kalvachimia of Avtaufim on the basis of Dayin B'Tchilasadim. What is Dayin B'Tchilasadim? Dayin B'Tchilasadim means, you are Avtaufim, you are trying to deduce the Chomorite, Karen Birshus Anizek, from the Kalite, Karen Beshus Rabi, so the Chumre aspect possessed by the Kalite should certainly be possessed by the Chumreite, but only to the extent of that Chumre that is possessed by the Kalite, but not more. So the Kalite, Karen Beshus Rabi, possesses a Chumre of being higher how much? Chotinezek. So maybe the moment. The Chumreite, Karen Beshus Anizek, should also possess that Chumre of being Chayav Chotinezek, but not in Nezek Sholem. Not in Nezek Sholem. This is how the Rabbonon were matche, rebutted the Taufis Kalachim, on the basis of dying loving and abdominously. Dying, it is enough. If the Lomit, Karen Beshus Anizek, the relatively Chomorite will possess the Chumre aspect, the Chumre attribute possessed by the Kalite. And what's the Chumre attribute called possessed by the Kalite? Chiyuv Chotinezek. So the Chomorite will also possess Chiyuv Chotinezek, but not in Rishon. So then he changed the form of the office. Omalem, Rapalki, Avanilu Yodin Kerem Kerem. And you are in Karen Regia, Uma, the mocking shake of Hashem of Regia, Bishus Rabbi. Hechner the Karen, mocking shake of Hashem of Regia, Bishus Anizek, and he did Shelachner the Karen. So now he changed the formulation of the opposite. Whereas originally, Kaptar presented, formulated the opposite, the Kalmachema, the deduction of the Chomorite from the Kalite. And he made He declared, he treated Karen Beshus Rabi as the Kalite, as the Melamed, and Karen Beshus Anizek as the Lomed, as the Chomorite. So, and that we say, dialogue not the Eskenim, the Lomed cannot be more Homo than the Melamed. So, what is the limit of the Chumre of the Melamed that is higher Chotinezek? So the woman should also be chayav kosher nezek, not a nezek shofar. Now he formulates it differently, and now he declares not keren b'yoshis hanizek as the kalaitin, not keren b'yoshis harabim as the kalaitin, but b'yoshis harabim itself as the kalaitin, and b'yoshis hanizek itself. Originally, Rav Tarfon treated keren b'yoshis harabim as the kalaitin, and keren b'yoshis hanizek as the chomeraitin. Now, Rav Tarfon treats b'yoshis harabim as the kalaitin and b'yoshis hanizek as the chomeraitin. So he says as follows. Now, we see that b'yoshis harabim is relatively kal. Why is b'yoshis harabim relatively kal? Because we see Shem Rebbe is never chayav b'yoshis harabim. Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Anizek is relatively chomer, because Hashem the Rebbe is chayav Rishus Anizek. So, in the final version of the Kal Vachomer, Rav Tarfon considers Rishus Rabim in general as the Kalaitin, and Rishus Anizek in general as the Chomeraitin. So he says as follows, if in respect to the Kalaitin, Rishus Rabim, so it's cow. Why is it cow? Because it's Shemiregu is potter. So if the cow item, Rishus Rabim, possesses the Chumre attributes, that Keren is higher, so certainly the Chumre item, Rishus Anizek, should possess the same Chumre item. So now you cannot say Dayu B'tchilas Adin. Dayu B'tchilas Adin by definition means the woman cannot be more homo than the woman cannot be more homo than the Melamed. So if the Melamed consists of Keren B'tchilas Adin, so then you can say Dayu B'tchilas Adin is clean. You want to use that Keren B'yoshis Ayochid should be more homo than Keren B'yoshis Rabim. Dying in the Lomit, Lieskin Lomit. The Chumre of the Lomit consists in being Chayim Chodzeh. So the Chumre, the same Chumre should be possessed by the Lomit. Masha'im came now in the final version of the opposite. That B'yoshis Rabim is the Kalai and B'yoshis Ayochid is the Chomeraitin, so the melee, we cannot say just Dayu Lomi Griyiskin Lami. What would it mean? Dayu Lomi Griyiskin Lami. Now, the Lomi should be just like the Melamed. Like the Melamed. Now, the Melamed, what is the Chumre aspect possessed by the Melamed? The Kalaitin. That it's higher. What is the chumre aspect possessed by the kalaitin shemrev? What is the chumre aspect possessed by the melamed? The melamed is Shem Rego. Now, Shem Rego is Chayim B'yoshis HaNizek, and Nezek Sholeh. So we cannot say dialogue in Adil is Gelim. Let the same chum respect that is possessed by the melamed be possessed by the woman, because if so, so then to be chayav nezek sholeh, because the melamed is shem rego. So still the rabbanon say dayu lomi nadin liyiskin, not in the sense let the lomid have the same status as the melamed, but you are trying to deduce the lomid from the melamed, so let the lomid be limited by the extent of the attribute, by the limitation that is imposed upon the humre of the land. So in other words, what's the limitation? Why do we say that Rishus HaNizek is more homo? Why do we say that Rishus HaNizek is relatively homo? Why do we say that Rishus HaNizek is relatively more homo why do we say that Rishus HaNizek is relatively more homo than Rishus Rabbah? Why do we say that? Because in Rishus, because why do we say that Karen is more homo than Shevereya? Why do we say that Karen is more homo than Shevereya? Because Karen is higher in Rishus Rabbah, and Shevereya is part of Rishus Rabbah. But what is the limit of that chumre? Only chotinet. So in Mele, you are trying to deduce the limit from the Malami. So in Mele, that chumre has to be encumbered by the limitation that is imposed by that chumre. So what is the chumre of that Karen possesses? That Karen possesses as against Shevereya. The chumre consists in whereas Shem Regel is pota b'shus rabbi migamre, so Karen is chayev chotineze. So mele dialog nagui is kinidin that he should be chayev only chotineze. So that is called dialog nagui is kinidin b'sofad nagui. So Abtaufel mentioned the Talmachimah first. In one form, so then Rabbonon rebutted that Kalachemia by saying, dialogue in Adin, we eskinidin bitchilas Adin. So then he reformulated the Kalachemia of Tau, and still, Rabbonon still rebutted the Kalachemia by saying, dialogue in Adin, we eskinidin bitchilas Adin, not bitchilas Adin. Now, here, so the Rabbonon. So the Rabbonon made Kalachemia, they deduced the cow from the chomer. Whereas in the machleke between Rabtauf and Rabbonon, so Rabtauf deduced the chomer from the cow, so here the Rabbonon of Rebbelezer deduced the cow from the chomer. The cow from the chomer. And then Rebbelezer says, dialogue in Adion is Kenidin, Bitrilasadin. So then in the price you will see the same argument. So once Rebbelezer rebuts the Kalachemer by the Rabbonon on the basis of dialogue in Adion is Kenidin, on the basis of dialogue in Adion is Kenidin, Bitrilasadin. So the Rabbonon of Rebbelezer reformulated the Kalachemer, and then again Rebbelezer again rebuts it on the basis of dialogue in Adin, we are speaking Bisefadin. But there is an analogy between the Shachar Italia that went on between Rabtauf and Rabbonon and Burakame, and the Shachar Italia that went on between Rabbonon and Rebbelezer here, except that here is the converse of what it is in Bobakame. In Bobakame, it's Yalkusia Mekalachimah, whereby we deduce the homo from the cow, which is an Isaac, from Karen versus Rabbi, and here, so we are deducing Rabbonon of Rebbelezer are deducing the cow from the chomer. But the Shachar Italia follows the same pattern. So just as over there, first the Kalachemer is presented in one form, and then the Rabbonon rebut that Kalachemer on the basis of Dali B'tchilas Adin, then he reformulates the Kalachemer of Tau. And again, they rebut the Kalachemer on the basis of Dali B'Seif Adin, so here too the same way, but here is the converse of the Mishnah of Kalachemer. Because over there, Rav Tarfu is reducing the homo from the cow, and here the Rabbanan of the Tanakhama of Rav Ezer is reducing the cow from the homo. Alright, so we'll leave it here. Now, we have to go over, the Gemara with the Rashi and the Tesis, and then with the Ramban and the Rashbo and that Gemara. So that's it. We'll discuss it now.
Nida Shir Chafhei Benos Kusim Yoridea Yudal Tammuz Etov Shemem Bay, July 5th, 1982, on Monday.
I mentioned that yesterday it is the introduction to understanding this Gemara. The Gemara in Borokame. Without the Gemara in Borokame, you can't understand this Gemara. Now, in Gemara in Borokame, we have a machlekes between Rabbon and Rav Tarfu. Rav Tarfu says that Karen Tam, the Shusan Yizek, is Mishal Melechov. He deduces it out here. And the Rabbonon, Achilka Rav Tarfu. The Rabbonon say that Karen Tam, meaning the Shusan Yizek, pays only Chotzenezek. The owner pays only Chotzenezek. So then, Rav Tarfu mentions the Kalvachemer in two forms, in two versions. The original version, in respect to the original version of the Kalvachemer, so the Rabbonon say, Dialogue Madin is Kelim. So they rebought that Kalvachemer. Where once they rebought that Kalvachemer, so then Rav Tarfu reformulates the Kalvachemer in another version. And then the Rabbonon say, in respect to the other version, also Dialogue Madin is Kelim. So what is going on? So Rishayim explained, in other words, the original version, in respect to the original version of the Kalvachemer by Rav Tarfu, the Rabbonon rebutted Achilkane on the basis of dialogue Nadin Yeskelim b'tchilas adin. So then Rav Tarfu reformulates the Kalvachemer in another form, and so we cannot say dialogue Nadin Yeskelim on the basis of Daye B'tchilas Adin. But the Rabbonon are still Chelek, not on the basis of Daye, Lov Nadin Yiskeniden B'tchilas Adin, but B'sivan. Now, what does it mean? Now, so, Sheira Mazik B'shusamiz, Keith, Nogat, Noshach, Robat, Boat, B'shusarabim Yishalom Chotzenet, B'shusamizik Kaptar Pnei Manezek Sholet, וחכמים אם הם חוצה לזה אומרים רב תרפו מה במוקים שהגיע לו השם לא הרגע בשביל סרבי שהוא פות איך מירה לא יהיו בשביל סמי זה בשביל מירה שולם מוקים שאיך מירה קרם בשביל סרבי בשביל מירה חוצה לזה כי נדיד שאנחנו רוב בשביל סמי זה בשביל מירה שולם אומרים די לא נדיד להסגיד מה בשביל סרבי חוצה לזה בשביל סמי זה אבל בשביל סמי זה חוצה לזה So the original version of the Kavachim of Rav Tarfu was in the following manner. In other words, in every Kalvachemer, we have a Lamed and a Lamed. Now, Kalvachemer can be manifest itself in two forms. Either you deduce the homo from the cow, or you deduce the cow from the homo. In this machlekes between Rav Tarfu and the Chachomi, so you deduce the homo from the cow. The homo from the cow. In the Kalvachemer, here, by the Rabbonon, we deduce the cow from the homo. But it doesn't make any difference. So, in this Kalvachemer, Rabbi Tarfu deduces the Kalvachemer of the homo from the cow. So what is the cow item? The cow item originally, the original version, the cow item was Kerem Yeshus Rabbi. Kerem Yeshus Rabbi is considered cow. Why is Kerem Yeshus Rabbi considered cow? Because Yeshus Rabbi versus Rabbi in Shem Regel is Potter. So you see that versus Rabbi has certain leniencies. Shem Regel is Potter versus Rabbi. So Kevin versus Rabbi, whereas versus Anizek, Shem Regel is Chaya. So Mele, Kevin versus Rabbi is considered a car item, relatively car, on account of the cool aspect that there is in the Shesarabi, the Chemberego is spot. So, the cow item, so Rav Tavu says, Uma, Bimokim Sheikel, Ola Shemberego, the Shesarabi, Shupot. So that makes Karen the Shesarabi cow. So, in respect to the cow item, Karen the Shesarabi. So, we still say that it is Uma Bimokim Shekel or Hashem Valarek. So, Keren Bishisarabim, that is Ka, has the Chumre aspect of being Chayim. So, Keren Bishisarabim, which is Homo, because Bishisarabim is more Homo than Bishisarabim. Bishisarabim, so Shem Rego is Chayim. So Karen, so if the cow item, if in the case of the cow item of Karen versus Rabbi, so we say that is higher, so Karen versus Anizek, that is more humble. Why is it more humble? That it is a rebel. A higher, so certainly should be higher than Ezek Shom. So the Rabbi say, dialogue in Nadir is given. That's called Dayan Mitchilasan. Because in the original version of the Kal Vachomer, so Rav Tarfon tried to deduce Keren versus Anizek, the Lomeid, from the Melameid, Keren versus Rabbi. So Keren versus Rabbi is Kal. Keren versus Anizek is Chom. So the Melameid is Kal. So the Rabbanon said to Rav Tarfon, you can deduce Keren Birshus Anizek from Keren Birshus Rabbi. But dialogue in Adiri is clear. What they are trying to deduce? That if the cow item is higher than the Melameid, so the Chomer item, the Lomeid, should certainly be higher. But dialogue in Adiri is clear. Let the Chumre, let the Lomeid have the same status as the Melameid. True that the Melameid, which is relatively cow, has a Chumre aspect. But what's the extent of the Chumre aspect of the Melameid? Keren Bishus Rabbi is Chayav Chotzen Ezek. So Mele, of course, that Chumre aspect of being Chayav Chotzen Ezek should certainly overtake the Lomeid. But on the Chotzen Ezek, how can you deduce that the Lomeid should be more Chomo, should have a Chumre aspect more than the Melameid? The Melameid has a Chumre aspect, it's higher. How much is it higher? Chotzen Ezek. So the Lomeid also has the Melchui of Chotzen Ezek, but not in Ezek Shor. So that's called dialogue in Adil is meeting with Chilas Adin. What does Chilas Adin mean? Chilas Adin means let the Lomeid have the same status as the Melameid. The Melameid has the Chumre of being Chayav Chotzen Ezek. Why should the Lomeid have more of a Chumre? Also Chotzen Ezek. But not as a Shom. So then, once the Rabbonon rebutted Rav Tarfon's original version of the Kal Vachomer on the basis of dialogue in Adin Yeskelim, so Rav Tarfon reformulated the Kal Vachomer. And instead of treating Keren Bershus Anizek as the Melameid and Keren Bershus Arabim as the Lomeid, so in the final version of the Kal Vachomer, Rav Tarfon treats Shem Verego as the Melameid and Keren as the Lomeid. Not Keren in the original version, so Keren Bershus Arabim is the Melameid. entkehren durch die Sanise gedrungen, in the final version, Shelbegego, by itself, by themselves, Adam Lami. Entkehren is the Lami. So then Talchema runs as follows, in the second, in the final version of the Talchema. If the Omele, a family or the Keren Keren, I'm reformulating the Talchema. I'm not going to deduce Keren Bishus Adize from Keren Bishus Rabbi. Then you have a good time. Dialogue Nadiri is Kenitin, Bitchila Sadiq. Let the Lamed have the same status as the Lamed, not Momo Mechumret and the Lamed. And you ought in Keren Regel. In other words, that the Melamed will be Regel, Shem Regel, and the Lamed will be Keren. So Ani Odin Keren Regel. Uma Bimokim Shei Kelo Hashem Ala Regel. So why is Shem Regel relatively Kao? Because Shem Regel is Kodom Yisrael. Why is Keren relatively Chomo? Because Keren is Chayim Yisrael. So Uma Bimokim Shei Kelo Hashem Ala Regel. Bishus Rabbi, Hech Mir B'Keren, Mo Kishach Mir Hashem Alarego Bishus Amizek, Eidin Shenach Mir B'Keren, Eidin Shenach Mir B'Keren, Amulei, Dayim Lom Nadir Yisri. Now, once we treat Shem Regal as the Lom, and Keren is the Lomay, so then we cannot say, Dayim Lom Nadir Yisri, B'Tchil Asadim. Dialogue Nadir is Nidmichlazadin means that let the Lomid have the same status as the Melamid. So, if the Melamid is Keren versus Rabbi and the Lomid is Keren versus Ayochid, so we say, let Keren versus Ayochid have the same status as the Melamid as Keren versus Rabbi. Keren versus Rabbi has the chumle of paying Chotinete. Keren versus Ayochid also. But if the Melamed is Shem Rego and the Lomed is Keren, so then we cannot say B'tchilas Adin, Dailon Adin is Kenidin. Let the Lomed be like the Melamed. The Melamed is Shem Rego. Shem Rego, if we say that the Lomed should have the same status as the Melamed, and the Melamed which is Anizek is higher than the Ksholem, so then it follows that Keren which is Anizek is also higher than the Ksholem. So it's like a Talb. So Rav Rabbonon cannot rebut Rav Tarf is Kalvachemer on the basis of Dialog Nadir is Kenidin B'tchilas Adin, which by definition means let the Lomid have the same status, be equal to the Melamed. Because if we say let the Lomid be equal to the Melamed is Chayev B'Yoshev Samizek B'Sholem, so then it follows that Keren is Chayev B'Yoshev Samizek also B'Sholem. That's what Rav Tarf is establishing. But they still rebut. The Rabbanon are still Chelik HaRatav. And we say, now, Dialog in Adin is Kenidin B'Seif Adin. What is B'Seif Adin? Tchilas Adin means, let the same Chumre, no more than the Chumre, the same Chumre that overtakes the Melamed, let it overtake the Lomid. That's what Tchilas Adin. B'Seif Adin. So we say, now, you are trying to deduce that Keren versus Anizek, the relatively chomer item, should possess the same chumre, as the Melamed. And what's the chumre by the Melamed versus Anizek? Ichayim l'ikshorem. So you are trying to establish that Keren versus Anizek should also be in l'ikshorem. But why do you call Keren the Melamed relatively chomer? Why? Why do you declare Keren as chomer vis-a-vis Shem Regel that is Kal? Because Shem Regel, which is a rabbi, is poter, and Keren is chayim. But how much is Keren chayim? Only chotzinez. So the chumre aspect that the chayimah in Keren over and above Shem Regel consists in half damages. That's the only reason as to why you say that Keren is Chomer. הוא ואיס קרן חומו, ויזאבי שם רגו. שם רגו יש פוטו משיש רבי, קרן יש חיים. But what's the extent of the chimer that Karen possesses over in the book Shem Rebbe? What's the extent of that chimer? Only hemdamitis, chotzines. So Mimele, when you try to deduce the chomer from the cow, so that chumre in the long end should be limited by the extent and the limit and the quantity of the chimer. What is the quantity? The quantity of chimer in keren over and above Shem Rebbe. Chotzinez. So Mele, when you deduce the chomer from the cow, so it has to be limited and encumbered by the extent of the chimer that the lomid possesses over and above the lomid. What's the extent, the scope of the chimer, of the chomer, over and above the so-called cow? So the scope of the chimer possessed by the chomer over and above the cow, the scope is hefnezek. So Mele, when you do establish, you do deduce the chomer from the cow that it should be higher, so it has to be limited by the extent of the chimer of the lomid that the lomid possesses over and above the lomid. That's called dayei b'sifah. Yes?
If the sifah on the cow case,
yes,
from the chomer, from the first case,
yes,
where the tenemega was caught, and we have a whole
is Karen. Why is Karen the Lomit? Shem Rebbe Shem Lamed. And Karen is the Lomit. Why is the Lomit Chomer relative to the Lamed that is Karen? Why? Because Karen is Chayav Shesharabi. Relative to the Lamed, Shem Rebbe is Potom Shesharabi. But what's the scope, the extent of that Chimer possessed by the chomer as against the cow? What's the scope? It is chomer. But what's the scope? The extent of the chomer. Have damages. So the melee, when you deduce keren from shem rego, that just as shem rego is chayav l'moshe sarabi, so in Yavsabi, Moshe Zayochit, so keren should also be chayav l'moshe sarabi, so that should be encumbered and limited by the scope, by the extent of the chimer that the chomer possesses over and above the cow.
So actually, why do we take a limit, the lomid now, instead of saying...
In other words, you are asking what is the basis for Dai Lomid Adin Lieskinidin, Dai Lomid Adin Lieskinidin, B'sifadin. In other words, B'tchles Adin, so it's a matter of logic. But dialogue that deal is can even be safe and it is not metalogic. So first of all, just as we can understand with logic, the dialogue that deal is can even be true, so we can understand with logic the dialogue that deal is can even be safe and it. After all, you are trying to establish a liability in Kerem Yoshe Sanizek on the basis of the kalachemia from the car. So in other words, so why? Because that's the logic. In other words, since the car item has a liability, so the chomer item certainly should be characterized by that liability. But since the chomer item is considered more chomer than the car item, why? Because of the liability in the Rishis HaRabim, whereas the car item is not liable in the Rishis HaRabim, so you have to limit that liability by the scope, by the extent of that chomer aspect. And in other words, keren is more chomer than shemeregel. Why? Because keren is chayav Rishis HaRabim. Shemeregel is potter Rishis HaRabim. But how much liability is there by keren in Rishis HaRabim? Only half damages. So that means that it's not 100% chomer. It's only 50% chomer. That keren is only 50% chomer. It's not 100% chomer over and above the Rishis HaRabim. Only 50%. So the mele, when we deduce the liability, it has to be limited by the scope, by the extent of that chomer that the chomer possesses over and above the car. But it's not a question if kal chomer had been a matter of logic, then we could understand by means of logic, we could understand the dialogue in Adil Yeskinim. Bisefa Adil in the same way as we can understand by means of logic the dialogue in Adil Yeskinim with Chilasa. But the fact is that Kalochemer is not a matter of logic. It's not a matter of logic. It's a din. That's one of the Midi Shatevo Nidreshes there. But it's not something that is based upon logic. If Kalachema had been based upon logic, so then any one of us would be able to deduce a Kalachema. But of course, it goes without saying that we are not at liberty to deduce Kalachemas. We are not deducing. Who is at liberty to deduce a Kalachema? The Chachme Akabolo. So just as the Chachme Akabolo are at liberty to deduce other aloches to the Midishatir and Rashi's there, so they are at liberty to deduce the kalachim. The only difference is, Eksir Shomer, so in the Chachma Kabbalah, cannot deduce unless they have a Kabbalah. Eno Dom Dom Ksir Shomer Miatzne. So it has to, one has to have recourse in the Chachma Kabbalah. Have to base it upon the Kabbalah. They cannot deduce, one second, they cannot deduce the kalachim by themselves. I'm sorry, Ksir Shomer by themselves. But kalachim without the Kabbalah. But it's a halacha that the Chachmei HaKabbalah can deduce a kalachemia according to certain clothing, and they knew the clothing. So it's not a question of logic. It's a matter of fact. There is the price of Rabbi Yishmael. That we say before the davening every day. That's the price of Rabbi Yishmael. Kalachimah, Bzeb Shobeh, Bindinab, Palu Prat, Pratu Klau, Palu Pratu Klau. So that's the aloche, that's the price of Rabbi Shmuel. So Kalachimah is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. There is a price, I mentioned it, I think last time. There is a price of Rabbi Yisi Abiri. It's a Bishleishi Mushtai Mides, Atim Rubrashis. So when you compare, now you can see that price of Rabbi Zagiri in the Misachas Brochas, in the Greek Misachas Brochas. So you'll see, Vishleishi Mushtai Mides Nidreshe Satero. So when you compare the Yudkimu Mides in the price of Rabbi Shmuel and the Yulamud Beitz Mides in the price of Rabbi Zagiri, so you'll see that there are different Mides. Zereshove is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel. It's not mentioned in the price of Rabbi Yisi Agur. And the Kalachemia is mentioned in both. Kalachemia is mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and it's mentioned in the price of Rabbi Yisi Agur. But when the price of Rabbi Shmuel mentions the basis of the Yalfuse of Kalachemia, so what Yalfuse, what possibly does the price of Rabbi Shmuel mention? והביאו יומי קיומי בפניו. עליתי קודם, תיסוג ירשים עשיון, עם בעליס. How do we know that the Torah is Midrashet in Kalachena? How do we know? So the Braisa from Yishmael mentions in Woke, for every Alfus. So, how do we know that the Torah is Midrashet in Kalachena? So, that's the Posik at the end of Balis. Vayimer Adishem Omeishi, V'yobiyo Yori Kiorak Bifonel, Halisi Kolim Shivasyon, Tisogyo Shivasyon, Michutz Lamachne, V'yachat Yosef. So from that is the Mokia, that's the basis for the Alfuse of the Kalachemia, that the Chazal can deduce. Why? Because herein the Torah mentions. He says, the Rebbeinu Shlom said to Moshe, suppose the father will spit in her face, so then she will be locked up, she will be isolated for 7 days. Because of that, Miriam, who received the Nizif, if the father is Yori Kiyori Vaneo, that means that the daughter receives a Nizife from the father. So then she has to suffer humiliation and isolation for 7 days. Because of that, Miriam, who criticized Moshe, so she received the Nizife from the Shkine, so she's also Tisog Yoshivasyon Yichut Lamach, V'yachat Yosef. So why did the Torah mention that way? The Torah could have said, so Tisog Yoshivas Yomi, Michut Lamach, the Bahad Yosef. Why did the Torah have to say, Yovio Yomi Yomi Funella, or is he called Shivas Yomi? Tisog Yoshivas Yomi Lamach. That's a purpose, the Yovio Yomi Yomi Funella. The Torah spells it out explicitly that Miriam, who received the Nisife from the Shechile, has to be isolated for 7 days. That's enough. The answer is, here in the Torah tells us that there is a halach of kalachem. So in other words, because we'll be on your return before now. So that's the kal item. When a person receives a nizife from the father, that's on a relative scale, of course, it's kal compared with the nizife that one receives from the shechina. So a nizife, a nozuf from a father is relatively kal. Nozuf from the Shechina is relatively chomo. So in other words, so the Torah here mentions the kalachim. Here we have an example of a kalachim that the Torah explicitly spells out. Since a nozuf from the father has to be nizgia for shivas yomim, some mele. A nozuk from the Shechina certainly has to be nizgia, shivas yom. So that's the basis of the kalachim. Now that's mentioned in the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, in the Braisa of Rabbi Yisai Agrili. So bikalvachim aminayim. So the Braisa of Rabbi Yisai Agrili mentions. Rabbi Yisai says, Hey bnei Yisroel yaminu li ve'erich yamin mifach. Mish Rabbeinu sent to the Rebbe Yisroel. In the center of Rebbeinu, when Rebbe Yisroel sent to Mish Rabbeinu to Pari and to tell Pari that he should deliver the Israelites, so Mish Rabbeinu said, how will Pari pay attention to me? The Israelites themselves don't pay attention to what I say, Mishem Hashem. So how can I expect Pari to pay attention, to heed to me? So from there, the price of Rabbi Yitzhi Aguri, says we can deduce a kalachem. Now, how is it that the price of Rabbi Yitzhi Aguri does not mention the posik of Rio Yomi Kiyoi Bufaneo, and the price of Rabbi Shmuel does not mention the posik of the Yisroel Yamunoli? The answer is, the Braise of Rabbi Se'agiri mentions middays, which are not really middays. It's not middays of Yalfuses. It's criteria and techniques how to interpret the Torah. And those techniques can be employed by everybody, by every student of Torah, if he wants to understand Torah. So he has to resort to certain techniques, how to understand the Torah. So, the Kalvachemer in the price of Rabbi Yisrael really is one of the midas of the Pshudish Omikro, how to interpret the Torah. How to, for example, the price of Rabbi Yisrael really says that Nevi'im and Ksuvim sometimes have to be understood in a figurative way. Bimoshe. Shenemar, hoi hoi hoi, bimoshe minayim, bimvi'im uksuvim, bimoshe minayim. So Rabbi Yisrael does not mention it in Torah. Torah is not to be understood in a figurative way. But certain psukim in the Nevi'im and Ksuvim are to be understood figuratively. Shenema, holy cholcholeitzim nimshech alei melech, in Sheftim. So in the parak that deals with Gideon, so Gideon gave them a moshav. So does it mean kipshute that the trees had a convention? I mean, it's emotional. It's in a figurative way. So that's not the alfuseh. That's the pshutish omikro in the b'imiksuvi. Certain psuki. So have to be understood figuratively. So kalvachemer is one of the techniques in interpreting, understanding the pshutish omikro. So that kalvachemer, that's a kalvachemer of logic that everybody can have recourse to. There are certain kalvachemers. In other words, when you deduce logically a minor premise from a major premise, or a major premise from a minor premise of logic, so that everybody can do. So the melee, the kalchemer in the posik of him is holy aminuli, veich yamu fare, that's a kalchemer of logic. Everybody can resort to it, as long as he uses the proper reasoning. So, מה שאיקי דקלחינר ובודיו יורק יורק פנאו, הליסיקולים של הסיונטי, what could not מדייטה deduce such a קלחינר if the Torah had not mentioned the ובודיו יורק יורק פנאו הליסיקולים של הסיונטי, תיסוגיו של הסיונטי מחוץ למחנה ביחד יוסי, so then we would be able to deduce it. It doesn't follow logically, because on the basis of logic, one can say it does not necessarily follow. When a daughter gets in zifa from the father, she has to be isolated for 7 days. But when a person gets in zifa from the shchinelat, it doesn't follow logically. This is a kalvachemer of Yalfuse. And the kalvachemer of Yalfuse is not written to everybody. We cannot deduce halachas to a kalvachemer. Chazal were able, had the right to deduce halachas to a kalvachemer. Just as Chazal were at liberty to deduce halachas to a gzeirah shoveh, so they were at liberty to deduce halachas to a kalvachemer. Only thing is, gzeirah shoveh, so in a don't make ma'atzmei, and kalvachemer is a don't ma'atzmei, but only the chachma kabbalah, not we, even the rishayim, even Rav Sadi Goyim, Rabbi Goyim, couldn't deduce a kalvachemer. Sometimes, tesis es tzikashi. Why doesn't the Gemara deduce a kalvachemer? So the kashi is not, why don't we deduce the kalvachemer? Why Chazal didn't deduce the kalvachemer? They knew the clothing. So Tetzes gives the utzi. But that's a kalvachemer of Yalfuse, not kalvachemer of logic. So this is what I'm saying. In other words, if kalvachemer had been based upon logic, then you could ask, what's this one? So first of all, we could understand this law of dialogue in Ladin Lies Kemim with Seifadin, just as we can understand that with logic, dialogue in Ladin Lies Kemim with Chilasadin. But Kalvachemer is not based upon logic, it's Ikhtiras HaKotsu. We learn it out from the Pasik, Vovio Yorik Yorik Bavanel. So it's not a question whether we can understand it with logic or we cannot understand it. I think that we can understand dialogue in Ladin Lies Kemim with Seifadin, just as we can understand dialogue Nadim Lies Kemim with Chilasadin. But neither dialogue is based upon logic, it's a halacha. So, in other words, so why do we say daye? Now, Rav Talfin deduces the kalvachemer. Rav Talfin deduces the kalvachemer. So then, where is the basis for kalvachemer? The whole source that Chazal can deduce the kalvachemer, there's the possibility of vi or yorik yorik vanel. How is he calling shivas yorik?
So the Rabbanon say to Rabtal, Dayel or Nadin is Kenidin. Why do we say Dayel? So again, the basis of Dayel is also implicit in this passage. Because the Torah says, Vayimah Hashem al Meshe, Vovi o Yorik Yorim for the Oal Nisi, Kolim Shivas Yorim, Tisog Yashivas Yorim, Mechutz Lamach, Ve'achat Yosef. So in other words, the Torah itself spells out at Olachina, that a nozzle from the Shechina has to be isolated for 7 days. Because it's Kalachina. If he knows it from the father, so has to get be isolated for 7 days. So certainly he knows it from the Shechina is so much more humble than he knows it from the father. Certainly he should be isolated. So we should say on the basis of Kalahima, if he knows it without dying, so then we should say if he knows it from the father is to be isolated 7 days, he knows it from the Shechina should be isolated for 14 days. After all, it's so much more. You cannot say 21 days because then there is no limit. So, I mean, how many times? You could say 1,000 times is not enough either. So, the Chalapoches, so, to fast the Mubaloi to fast, so to fast the Mu'et to fast. So, but without recourse to dying, we should say twice as many days. So, if Inozu from the father has to be Nizgah for 7 days, so the Chalapoches Inozu from the Shechina should be Nizkeh for 14 days. For 14 days. So you say, why 14? Why not 21? So I'll say, why not 28? Why not 35? Why not 42? So there is no limit. So to pastor, mehuba loy to pastor. So to pastor, mu'e to pastor. So then, on the basis of the Kalachina, not limited by dying, so then we should say, if he knows it from the father, has to be Nizkeh for 7 days, so he knows it from the Shechina, lo chalapoch has 14 days. But the Torah says, that Nio Yom is the Sog Yoshivas Yomi, so from that we learn out the Aloche of dying. So neither the Aloche of Kalachina is based upon pure logic, and nor the Aloche of dying is based upon pure logic. So the Mele, so there are two kinds of dying. So the Talfein at first said that we deduce it Kalachina and we do not say Daye. So the Chachomim said no, we say Daye. So then Daye with Chlesanim. So then the Rav Talfein reformulated the Kalachina, but in the Rabbono, so in such a way that we couldn't say Daye with Chlesanim, but he still said Daye be safe adi. So then the Rabbono said Daye be safe adi. Yes, what is it? That's not the Kalvachim of Yalfusim. The Gemara says it. But this Kalvachim is not based upon Kalvachim, is not grounded in the Kalvachim of Yalfusim. That's grounded in Kalvachim of logic when a person talks. So there too, in other words, we apply the logical diet. So in the where the Kalvachimer is the Kalvachimer of logic, so then we apply the diet of logic. But where the Kalvachimer is the Kalvachimer of logic, so in Mele, we cannot apply on the basis of logic diet. So then the diet also has to be grounded in a certain Xerazakos. Yes, what is it?
We take the whole thing out of the Gemara,
just because I mentioned the pastor and the pastor, maybe I shouldn't have mentioned it. I didn't mean that aloha. I mean, I just mentioned it. I mean, in other words, as a matter of logic, I mean, so when we say, if we don't say dayo, So how many times should we say Tisoga? How many times? Why 21 days? Why 21 days? So we say 14 days. So this is what Gemara says. This is what Gemara says in Bavakan. V'tanya mitzvah kalvachema keitzat. That's the price of Rabbi Shmuel, that kofei in Bavakan. V'yim Rabbi Shemal Meishevo v'yo yorek yon v'nel. Alei sikolim shivas yomim. Kalvachema lishchina abo soyei. In the davening before Mizmashe Chanukas, we don't say the whole price of Rabbi Shmuel. We just say the Rosh Hashanah. But there, everything is discussed in detail. So that's the extension of the price of Rabbi Yishmael. So, Mikalvachim, Kibdin Kalvachim, Kitzat, Vayim Radishem, Mishel, Vio, Yo, Yo, Vnel, Kolish, Vasyomi, Kalvachim, Lishchim, Abos, Oye, El Dayim, Lomim, Nadim, Kalvachim, Lishchim, Abos, Oye, El Dayim, Lomim, Nadim, Yiskinim. Oh, so in other words, you see, I'm mentioning that as an introduction to the machlokes between Tanakam and Tamlay. Now, this is very important. So we see that we have a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbanan as to whether we say Daye or we don't say Daye. So who says Daye? Rabbanan says Daye. I mean, Rabbanan says Daye. But Rabbanan doesn't say Daye. Doesn't say Daye. So the Gemara says, there is a Gemara in Bava Kamma. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Yudches on the base, and that's the Mokia for the Pirush HaMishnah and the Mukiyes in Bava Kamma. The Gemara says Daf Yudches on the base, Well, Rav Talfin Leslie dying. Rav Talfin rejects the concept of dying. So Gemara says that you press on the veins in the Lukami. Ki Leslie dying, he had a Mifrach Kalachena. He had a Mifrach Kalachena, Leslie dying. When does Rav Talfin reject Kalachena dying? When is Rav Talfin healing on the concept and the principle of dying? Because Rabbon said Rav Talfin dying. So that means Rav Talfin said we deduce a kolachemia, never mind die. So Rav Talfin was chilek and die. So Gemara says Rav Talfin is not chilek and die completely. Rav Talfin is chilek, rejects die if as a result of the die the whole kolachemia collapses. But so then we don't say die. But if it's possible, we can share to deduce the kalachemia and at the same time to apply the concept of dying, then Rav Talfin is also made that we say dying. In other words, so Rav Talfin, in other words, how do we know over there, let's say, the Pasuk, after all, how Rav Talfin couldn't negate the concept of dying, because that's implicit in the Pasuk, for Vio Yomik Yomik Yifanel, Shivas Yomik. How is Tisoto Shivas Yomi? Tisoto Shivas Yomi! So Miriam too, who is not from the father, but from the Shrine, is also. So that means, so this Xerosakoso implies there is a principle of dying. But over here, so it's actually time Shrine, by Miriam. So first, because of the Kalvachemia, without the Kalvachemia, so Nozu from the Shrine shouldn't be discovered at all. Not even for one moment. Without the Kalachim. So because of the Kalachim, so we say that in Yosef from the Shechines, to be Nizgea, Shivas Yom. In Yosef from the Shechines, to be Nizgea, Shivas Yom. And because, and on the basis of dying, so it's only Shivas Yom. In other words, if not for dying, it would be in Yosef from the Shechines, should be Nizgea, 14 days. But because of dying, so she, Miriam is Nisgeres, only 7 days. So it's actually Kayim Shneyem, so we say dying. Mashein came in this case, if we are going to say dying, so what will be the result? That Keren Yoshusan Nizek is Mishalim only Chotinezek. Dying Nadim is Kizim. So what do we need to call Hina? I mean, why shouldn't a Keren Yoshusan Nizek? In Chotinezek we have a posik in the Torah that discusses Keren, Chotinezek Keren. So if as a result of the application of dying, the whole Kalvachena will be defeated, then Rav Talman says we don't say dying. But if it's actually time Shneyem, then Rav Talman also says dying. So in the case of Miriam, so it's actually time Shneyem, so we say dying. We say dying. We don't say Kalvachemia unlimited. Dying. So then she would be in Nisgeres for 14 days. So it's actually time Shneim, we apply in California, and we apply Daye. So Mela, she is Nisgera, it's only 7 days. But here, if we are going to apply the concept of Daye, so then we mean that the whole California is futile. I mean, it's defeated, because in order to be Chayiv Chatzin Ezek, we don't need California. We don't need California. So, in such a case, so Rav Tao Plein does not recognize that. Yes, what is it? I want to do
it. It sounds like the same thing. Miriam would be
No, so it's, that's it. Miriam was Nisgeres. He's your girl. She was your girl. That's what the Torah says. What? No, without the Kalachim, why should she be Nisgeres in one moment? Why? Why? This is not just what I said before. This is not the Kalachim of Bajin. Just because a Nosef from the father is Nisgeres for 7 days, it does not mean that a Nosef from the Shechina is Nisgeres. It does not mean
why
that.
The why the
no, because there is a parasha of Tam. That if Tam is Mazik, now that's the parasha in Mishpotim. שירש אשריהו בומייס ומוכו אס אשר החי ויחוצו אס כספה וגם אס המייס יחצו דוז את אור זה וחידיגי שירש אשריהו ביושזרדים בומייס ומוכו אס אשר החי ויחוצו אס כספה וגם אס המייס יחצו מי בתור את סלול אאוט וחידיגי שירש אשריהו ביושזרדים בומייס ומוכו אס אשר החי ויחוצו אס כספה וגם אס המייס יחצו דן בקוצי. We don't have any pasuk in the Torah that discusses the chiyuv of chatzin ezek of sheir v'shusan ezek. We only have a pasuk in the Torah that discusses a chiyuv of sheir tam v'shusan ezek. How do we know? Because of kalachim. So there, so we could be mekayim both. But the Torah says tam v'chiyuv sheir ish ashireyu v'meiz. Regardless whether it's v'shusan ezek or v'shusan ezek. Not as the way the Torah formulates it in connection with Shem Berek. So this Ubiya Bizdiachia. So there the Torah discusses Rishusanizek. Here the Torah doesn't mention Rishusanizek, doesn't mention Rishusarabim, mentions Rikev Shivin Shireyu. So that means Rishusanizek, Rishusarabim don't make any difference. So it's mentioned explicitly now. Why do we need a Kawacheda? So if we are to. So if we are to apply the concept of Daye, so then that will frustrate the whole Kalachena, it will defeat the whole Kalachena. So where, as a result of the application of Daye, the Kalachena is completely rebutted, defeated, then we don't say that. Masha'ik in the case where it's actually kind of there, then we do say that. This is what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnah in the Lakam, that no one should think that really there is a mocker. For that, from the Gemara Daf Yitches in the Lakam. So the Rambam says, ובחיוצי בזה, נקספרים כתב, לא ינים עדיין לא נדין, מי הסכנידי, לפי שלו בו נדין, אבל יותו ההוא יחוצי נזק. So we don't have to resort to Kalachemia as far as Chatzin. Alright, now let's turn to this mission. Hamikashi Misich Shmeim Shomi Kevo. So, in other words, this Mishneh is very analogous to the Mishneh of Ibarakam, except that there, so the Kalachemia consists of deducing the Chomu from the Kal. And here, it's conversely, it's the cow from the home. But it's the same thing. So, Hamikash is actually from the cable called the Mushere Yotene, Ashiyitzi Abba, the Rabbeza Mitame, Omo, the Rabbeza Oma Bimokim Sheher, Chmiya Bidama Shu, He Kiyo Bidama Keishi, Mokim Sheher Kiyo Bidama Shei, He Kiyo Shiloko Bidama Keishi. So, in the original version of the Kalachimah, by the Tanakame, by the Rabbonon, consisted of a kalachemer in which The Lamed was the Lamed was Riazdam Kedem. The Lamed is Riazdam Lachale. So the Rabbonim said to Rabbi Eliezer, and we are deducing the cow from the homo. Which item is more homo? Rias dam kegem leide or rias dam lacha leide bemeteya? Of course, rias dam kegem leide is more homo than rias dam lacha leide bemeteya, so it's completely toya. So the homo item, the melame, was dam kegem leide, the lome was dam lacha leide. So Rabbon said, if in the homai, dam kidomai, so the halacha is that the bikeshi is toyer dam kidomai, so bikeshi is toyer, so lachas kamo lechamo dam lachalei de bikeshi should certainly be toyer, so then Rav Leza said to him. You are trying to learn out the Lamed from the Melamed, the cow from the homo. What is the Melamed? Dam Kedemale. That's the homo. What is the Lamed? Dam Lachale. That's the cow. So you are trying, so you say, since the homo possesses that kumen, Dam Kedemale possesses the kumen. The kumen of Bikeshi being toyer. So the cow, Dam Lachale, should certainly possess that kumen of Bikeshi being toyer. So they say, so Reza says to the Rabbonon, Dai Lom Nadil Yiskeniden, Dai Lom Nadil Yiskeniden, let the Lomet have the same status as the Melamed. Two, the Melamed has the kumen of Bikeshi being toya, but Bikeshi being toya dam kedemalayde, only bimezive, but not bimeneide. So the Lomet, dam lacharalayde, bimeteya, Bikeshi should also be toya, bimezive, but not bimeneide. So he responds to them, Rablezer, by applying the concept of daye, bitrezer. Ton Rabban, teishe ki rabbi sam kashe, bishmeyum shom kevo, שכל דומים שיראה יותר עד שיצא הבד ורב לזה מתאמי אומרו לי לרב לזה ומה במוקים שאיכנו בשוקה של לפני הבד הן כאילו בשוקה של אחר הבד מוקים שאיכנו בקושי של לפני הבד הם יודעים שנוקו בקושי של אחר הבד This reiterates the קלחי והפריז mentioned in the mission in other words in which the Lamed is Dam Kedemalede and the Lamed is Dam Lacharale. Omalehem, Dayo Nadin is Kedin. Mi Mahetel of Mutumazive, Avon Tamu Tumasnide. So, in other words, so that Dayo Mutrasade. So, the Blazer said to the Rabbanon, the same way as the Rabbanon said to Rabtaf in Bobakame, so the Blazer is arguing with the Rabbonon here, except that over there we are trying to deduce the homo from the cow, and here we are trying to deduce the cow from the homo. That's the only difference. So, Dayim Tlazadim, you are trying to deduce Dam Lachar Aleide from Dam Kedem Aleide, the cow, Dam Lachar Aleide, the cow, from the homo, the Lamed, Dam Kedem Aleide. So let the Lamed let the Lamed have the same status as the Melamed. The Melamed is overtaken by Kumen. The Melamed, the cow, is overtaken, possesses the Kumen of Bikeshi being Toyer. Only Bimezibe. So the Lamed too, let it possess that Kumen, the same Kumen of Bikeshi being Toyer, Bimezibe, but not Bimenide. That's Mitchlazan. So then Rabbonon reformulated their halachim, and he said, "Omulei harilon mishin lecholosh nachem, uma bimokim sheach mevishuke shelifnei avad, heikel bikushe sheim, Moki chaito bishibish lachavat, in din chenakio, bichinokin, 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 mei. Omalohem, oh, that was now, the final version of the Kalachemia is different. Whereas in the original version of the Kalachemia. So, what was treated as the melamed? Dam with melee. And what was treated as the lamed? Dam lachar aleide, here in this version. So, the melamed consists of dam bishefi, and the lamed is dam bikeshi. So, the Kalachemia was as follows. Now, dam bishefi is relatively common, as against Dambikage. So, if in respect to the homerite of Riyas Dambishev, so, if the homerite of Dambishev possesses the kule of the Melamed, the homerite possesses the kule, the Melamed consists of Dambishev. If Dam Bishayfi, the Homeritem, possesses the kule of being Toyer in the Meteya, and it's Toyer in the Meteya, under all circumstances, you may see, you may need it, doesn't make any difference. So certainly the Lomed item, the Kal item, should certainly possess the same kule of being Toyer, you may see, and you may need it. So now we cannot say dialogue in Adin Lias Kedidin Bitchilas Adin. Let. Bitchilas Adin, by definition, means let the Lomid have the same status as the Lamed. Because if we say let the Lomid have the same status as the Lamed, what's the status of the Lamed? The Lamed is Dam Bishayfi. Dam Bishayfi, Bimeidea, is Toyer, Bimeizive, and Bimeide. So the Lomid too should be Toyer. Dam Kish. Should be toyer, be meiteya, be meizive, and be meinide. So he couldn't say dayin mitchilasadin. But there is another kind of dayin. That's dayin b'seifadin. Sayin b'seifadin. In other words, you are trying to deduce the cow from the homo, the cow item from the homo. Why do you, the lomid is cow, the melamid is homo. Why do you call the lomid cow? Why? Why do you call the lomid cow? Why is Dambikeshi considered cow relative to Dambishefi, which is considered homo? Because Dambikeshi, so is toy, has the kule of being toy bimezir, but not bimezir. So in other words, since that's Daya Bisefadi, since you are trying to deduce a certain kule in the Kal item, that the Kal item should possess it, because the Homo item possesses that kule. So certainly the Kal item should possess the same kule. So let that kule that you are trying to deduce be limited by the scope of the kule that applies to the homerite. What's the maximum, what's the scope, the limit of the kule possessed by the homerite? In other words, only mezive, not imenide. So now you are trying to deduce, to apply a certain kule in the moment. You have to limit that kule to the extent that it is limited in the homerite. That's called Dalibisimadi. So it's managed the same way as in the Gemara Baba Kami. The only difference is that over there, so the Chachomim are trying, are discussing a Yalpuse of a Homo from a cow, and here the Tanoim are discussing a Yalpuse of a cow from a cow. But except for that difference is the same. Now, Omalehem, Akiu, Adimishim Kolayim Kule,
Daniel of Nadil is Kiribu, me my Ekel of Elmi to Mazibe, I will come to Mazibe. Period. Now, here, then the Gemara says, oh my God, I just want to finish after the Mishnah, and then I'll discuss, I mean, the difficulties in that Gemara. How can this Gemara, this Mishnah, and this Braisa be reconciled with the Mishnah in Bobakam? Because here, in Bobakam, there is a machloket between Rav Tarfon and Rabbonon whether we say that or we don't say that. So, the Rabbonon say we say that, and Rav Tarfon says we don't say that. We don't say that. We don't say that. Now here, so it seems on the surface, that the Rabbonon of Rav Lezer agrees with Rav Tarfon, and Rav Lezer agrees with the Rabbonon. So then it should follow that if we pass in that Mishnah that we come like the Rabbonon of Rav Tarfon, so we should pass like Rav Lezer here. But it's not like that. How do we, all the Rishim pass here in the Machloket between the Rabbonon and Rav Lezer? No Rishim pass like Rav Lezer. Even though the Gemara says, "Oh, my God, because I came to Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer," it doesn't mean that we pass like him. In other words, he raised a good argument, but not that we pass like Rav Lezer. We pass like Rav Lezer, so then we should pass like Rav Tarfon. And so from Rashi in Pesachim, Daf Yitres, and from Rashi in Seite, Daf Chofes, it appears that we pass like Rav Tarfon. But that's only Rashi is a Yochid. All the other Rishonim pass in the Machlokes in Bava Kama between Rav Tarfon and Rabbonon, they pass like the Rabbonon. That Tam, that Kerem Yoshes Anizek, paints only Chotzinezek. We don't deduce it Kalachim. Why don't we deduce it Kalachim? Because we say dialogue in Adin, dialogue in Adin is Kenidin. Dialogue in Adin is Kenidin. So in other words, this is what Rav Lezer is saying here. So that in other words, that we pass through there like the Rabbonon, that we don't say that we do say that. So maybe we should pass through. We do say that. So maybe we should pass through here like if we do say that. So in other words, if we pass through there like the Rabbonon, according to all the Rishonim, that we do say Daye, so the Mele we should say Daye here too, so we should pass through like Rav Lezer, and we don't pass through like Rav Lezer, we pass through like Rabbonon here. So according to Rashi, there is no difficulty, because we pass through here like the Rabbonon, that in other words, we don't say Daye, and over there, Rashi passes also like Rav Tarfon, that's how it appears from Rashi in Pesachim Daf Yitres and in Seite Daf Koftes, the Tambush is an Izek, is Mishal and Mishalim. But all the other Rishonim, they say that we pass through there not like Rav Tarfon. So in other words, we do say that, so we should pass through here like Rav Lezer, but no one passes here like Rav Lezer. That's the Rashi. But let's finish the Gemara after this. Alright. Omar Rav, Behold, Zakinu, Rav Lezer, and Rabbon. Lav amrit domo machmas atzmo vilo machmas vlad och name iti arul dets the argument Rav Lezer has a very strong argument. He says to them, how can you say that damkeish vimeteach is doyer, but don't you doubt in the pasuk domo machmas atzmo vilo machmas vlad the damkeishin is doyer. In similar vein, we should dash the possibility of the domeo. Domeo machmas atzmo. That shimiteyah is doyer when it's machmas atzmo. But if the imiteyah, it is damkeishin, it's machmas atzmo. What does damkeishin mean? Damkeishin means that the dam, there is a flow of dam because the baby is pushing. So the melee drops against the lining of the uterus. So the melee starts bleeding.
shoes left out in Nido continued with Kishim Yerodea Nidgil Tal Zaytoshi Memories, July 4th, 1982 on Sunday. Continue.
That is considered the house. Why? Because Rias Dam Kesh Kedem Leide, so it's Toya Bemisi. It's coming to me. Rias Dam Kesh Dam, Rias Dam Kedem Leide is homo. Why is it homo? Why is it homo? Because relative to Rias Dam Lachleide,